Well, if you're here and watching this, it's because you've heard something about getting a title from Vermont. Maybe you've heard a lot about getting a title from Vermont. This has been a subject for more than 10 years, using a loophole to get a title from Vermont. Well, if you're familiar with it and you're a veteran, you probably already know this. All good things must come to an end. What happened? Well, in 2023, in June, the state of Vermont finally caved into pressure from other states to stop issuing these loophole registrations to people all over the country in order for them to use that to get a title in their state. You could use a bill of sale and get a registration, a license plate from Vermont, take that as your proof of ownership, bring it to your state, and switch over for a title. Now, the other secret is a lot of people never switched it over. They just kept driving on Vermont plates in their state. That's a whole nother issue. But finally, as of January of 2024, when we're doing this video, Vermont will no longer give registrations to people from out of state. In fact, they don't issue registrations for old cars anymore. You have to get a title, which means you have to have the old title, which means you can't use a bill of sale. Also, even if you did that, you have to be a resident of Vermont. They do not give titles, registrations, anything to out-of-state residents, even if you get the magic permission slip signed. You'll see in prior videos and on our website, we used to talk about, look, if you can get your state to give you a permission slip to sign it from your DMV to let Vermont give you an out-of-state registration, we'll still do it. Most states weren't doing that anyway, but now that's over. Cannot get a title, registration, anything from Vermont if you don't live there, have a license there. What does that mean? Well, even going back 2 or 3 years, Vermont wasn't the best way to get a title. There were other methods that were way better. They were cheaper. Vermont used to charge you outrageous sales tax. That's why they kept doing it, because they're making a lot of money. Vermont made you jump through a lot of hoops. So you can still do all the other legal methods of getting a title in your state. Don't use any of these out-of-state loopholes, because it's just going to come back to haunt you. In fact, we're hearing stories from people who got a Vermont registration in 2022, 2023, used it to get a title in their state, did the loophole. Now their state is going back and revoking their title because they didn't do it the proper way. Right? We're hearing these stories. So, what does that mean for you? If you have a vehicle that you need to get a title for, that you don't have proper documentation, right? You don't have the proper legal title from the last owner, that's okay. There's methods you could use. You could do a bonded title, court order title, magistrate title, prior owner contact. There's 3 or 4 different methods. They're all better than Vermont ever was. They're cheaper. It's just paperwork, right? Our website will give you the instructions. You could do it all yourself for free. We have a title service. If you want our assistance, we're glad to help. But for the better, the Vermont thing is officially dead. There was a couple little ways you could kind of still use it up until about a month ago by getting a permission from your state, having an old car, all that stuff. Now it's over. Vermont will not give you anything if you don't live in Vermont with a license. So do it the proper way. Go through your state. Don't use any of these out-of-state loopholes, urban legends, because it's just going to come back to haunt you. Our website will give you the instructions. If you'd like more information, you can call us up. Phone number's on the website below. You can even schedule a consultation with a title agent if you prefer. Or we have title service where we can do all the paperwork for you. So yes, the short answer is Vermont is over, officially done. It was kind of over 6 months ago, but there was still some maybe pathways you could try to use it. But now forget about it. Vermont is dead. Forget about Vermont. If it's the first time you've heard about it, you didn't miss anything. If you've been using Vermont before, okay, now you can switch to Plan B, but Plan B is out there and it's better than Vermont ever was.